Hello.
Hello.
Oh, may I speak to Mr. Knapp?
Who's calling?
This is Ryan, sir, and I'm calling you from Telstra. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Oh, sir, I'm slowly well. This is just a routine checkup call, sir, regarding your internet line, because right now our engineers are working in the local exchange. So could you please tell me how your internet is working nowadays?
No, I have not a computer on.
Oh, well, the thing is that, sir, from the last couple of days, we are continuously receiving lots of error and warning reports from your internet line to our centralized server. So have you made any kinds of changes, sir, in the settings of your modem, your router, sir?
No.
Okay. And could you please tell me when was the last time you were using this internet?
Yesterday.
And according to our database, sir, yesterday midnight between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., somebody was active on your internet line. That was you or someone else?
Not gonna who that was.
Oh, and your name is Mr. Kroll, sir?
No.
Do you know any person this name is Mr. Kroll?
No.
I can see in my system, sir, that yesterday midnight between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., somebody was active on your internet. They are using your internet line without your knowledge and without your permission, sir. And I can see his name is Mr. Kroll.
And say what?
His name is Mr. Kroll. C for Charlie, R for Romeo, O for Oscar, W for Whiskey, L for Lima. Kroll. Do you know any person? This name is Mr. Kroll.
No, never heard of him.
Okay. And right now, where is your modem right now, sir? Your router?
In my hand.
Are you able to check how many lights you can see in your router, your modem?
Just a minute.
Okay.
There is, what do you want, the one on the front or the ones on the back?
No, on the front.
The one on the front is green.
And how many green you can see? One, two,
on
three.
The front is one. Okay. Always has been. On the back is more.
And all lights are connected?
Well, the two top ones are green, mm-hmm. And there's one that isn't lit at all. And there's a red one, and the bottom one is green and flashing.
Okay. The green one is flashing or the red one?
The bottom green one is flashing.
Okay.
And on the NBN box, one is flashing.
Okay. And through the internet line, sir, total how many devices you use? Like, do you use computer, laptop, mobile phone, television? How many devices you use, sir?
Probably
'Cause how many devices
are always on, or how many devices do I have?
Are connected to the internet. One, two, three.
Well, when they're not on, there's not connection when they're not on.
Okay. Because, sir, I can see in my server that two laptops, three iPhones, and one television and one computer are also connected with this network.
No, three iPhones.
Okay, I think, sir, Mr.
Kroll... Something's wrong with your account or something?
Because, sir, I can see, I think Mr. Kroll are using this device from your internet line without your knowledge and without your permission, sir. So, first of all, now, sir, what I'm going to do, I will provide you some security ID number. Could you please be handy with a pen and a paper?
Yes. Right.
I'm going to give it to you, sir, your customer license, security identification number, which is number 888.
Yep.
After that, D for Delta.
Yes.
C as in Charlie.
Yes.
A as in Alpha.
Yes.
Number 60.
What's that for?
Could you please read it back to me?
888-3CA-60. What's that
right,
for?
Sir, this is your customer ID number, and why I have given you your ID number, you know, sir, because nowadays, most of our customers are complaining us that they are getting so many hoax calls regarding your internet. People are trying to sell our customer unnecessary software. That is the main reason, sir, we provide each and every customer their customer ID number. So that in future, sir, if
well,
you are going to...
Well, this is pretty risky, you getting me that over the phone by just speaking to me. You sure you're doing the right thing there?
Sir, I
don't know. How do you know I'm the person you're supposed to be? And you just give me a customer ID number.
I can see in my server, sir, that you are an NBN customer, right? But
no big trick in doing that. Well, how do I know you're for real?
I will show you my ID number and your customer ID number also, sir.
That doesn't
if you have any dot, sir, I will show you.
It still doesn't mean anything to me. Because if before I do anything, what I'd be doing is ringing up Telstra, myself, and confirming your ID number.
Okay.
You can give me your ID number if you like.
You can write it down.
Yeah, what's your name?
T-E-N, my name's Ryan Jones.
Ryan Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
And you can write my ID number. Yes, you can write it down. T-E-L, Tango Eco Lima.
T-E-L, Tango Lima. Hang on. T-E-L.
Double A.
What's that?
20.
Double A. What's after the double A?
20.
20.
Yes.
So T-E-L-T-L-double-A-2-0.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Ryan?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So is anything else now?
Yes, sir. First of all, we need to check the speed of your internet. So could you please tell me through the internet basically which device you use, sir?
Which device do I use?
Yes, basically, most of the time.
Well, my phone is hooked up to Wi-Fi, so whenever I'm at home,
okay.
My phone is on receiver Wi-Fi signal.
Apart from this, like this,
the main one would be either the television or the desktop.
Okay, and right now your computer is on or off at the moment?
Right now it's off.
Okay, so first of all, sir, we need to check the speed of your internet. So could you please do one thing? First of all, on your computer, sir.
Why are you checking speed?
Because, sir, our engineers are waiting for reports, sir. And according to date report, I will send a technician at your home because I can see in my server that those are outside are using your internet line, sir, without the knowledge and without the permission.
Yes.
Yes, that is the main reason, sir, today we have been contacting you.
This is very unusual getting a phone call like this, I can tell you.
So what do you want me to do? I will cut off your internet?
You need to prove to me that you're a genuine Telstra person.
That's not just telling me something over the phone. That is the main reason, sir.
You there?